Hey there, guys. What's up? What's going on? It's your boy, Colt. Welcome to another episode of a little bit of an off-the-wall episode, I should say, of I See Dead Pixels. Happy New Year. I hope everyone has started the year off well. I hope 2023 ended great for you. If not, glad that we can put it in the past now and we can move on forward and keep pushing. It's been a while again, you know, there really isn't a lot of news in video games right now, so there's not going to be much news, but this is going to be more of a episode about reflection and going forward and whatnot. Definitely for starters, when I first put out the first episode alone and with the new format about a year ago, definitely have not lived up to what I was expecting, what I wanted, etc. 2023 was a little crazy, but here we are. Now we're in 2024. I'm looking to actively change that and continue going forward. I'm hoping to do some more streaming here soon, and obviously have more episodes, which I'll kind of touch base on in a little bit, and just, generally go from there. So far, with what I've received from the majority of the listeners, things seem like you guys are enjoying this, so yeah, I need to give you guys more content. I mean, ultimately, it kind of comes down to me. No real excuse for that. So, but here we are. Let's start off normal with a little bit of a question of the day. And this is coming from our very own Slacker Monkey in the Discord, which, by the way, if you're not in the Discord, you need to hop in. You could go onto my Twitter, ColtBooze45, and click on the link and come join in. We would love to have you. You can give me, tell me what opinions I have wrong, give me questions to answer, and just generally talk with some great people that are all here hanging out, playing games, and dealing with life, So, yeah, definitely cheap plug. Come hop in. But anyways, this is coming from our boy Slacker Monkey. And he asks, you die and find out reincarnation is real. Before you get put back in rotation, you're offered two options and told to pick one of them. One, you get sent back to the moment you were born with all your memories intact. Or two, you get sent to a new world where there is new experiences not available on Earth, such as magic and or advanced technologies without your old memories. But the world is chosen at random. Which do you choose? Now, I guess it's not really a big question. I think for me, I would go out and see that new world and just kind of see, I don't know, because I feel like there's a lot more chances of things not going your way and you living somewhere that's absolutely terrible. Kind of like the enemy you know more than better than the enemy you don't. I think I would go back to the moment I was born. I mean, I guess this isn't like go back in time, but basically get reborn with all my memories. I think I would get reborn with all my memories. And now that I see this TikTok generation, all these content creators, etc., really kind of start to take a fresh look at that. Not being able to drink for 21 years would probably kind of suck. But I could probably get around that, I'm sure. I think there are a few things that I would definitely probably redo or do over. And on top of that, with my the background in my field of knowledge, be able to kind of start that earlier for myself, as well as, most importantly, kind of have a new lease on life and see what new games that you normally wouldn't have been able to see come out. I mean, just that alone is pretty great. And now you get a new reset of 80 years, let's say. I think that's pretty great, personally. But yeah, what do you guys think? Let me know down in the Discord, of course, or I think Spotify has comments. I'm not really sure. But yeah, that's the question of the day. Thank you very much, Slacker. You rock, as always. What I've been playing, I have been playing a lot of, I decided with this, you know, crazy holiday season and work being off for holidays and whatnot, I decided to go through Half-Life 2 and play that to completion. That's a absolute great game. Going to be 100% honest with you. If you haven't played either of the Half-Life games, I strongly suggest you go in and play them. Half-Life 1 was very good. Half-Life 2 is so much better as far as like the game physics and the story and etc. I just personally think it's so much better. I strongly suggest everyone go out and pick those two games up and play them if you haven't yet. And I believe the bundles normally like goes on sale pretty often for like $6 to $10. I mean, it's a slam dunk. Go do it. Other than that, I have been playing a lot of Rocket League, a lot of Rogue Legacy. Rogue Company, I think. Super fun, as always. I played on my Steam Deck, so super easy. I finished Sonic Frontiers. That was actually a really good game with a great story and a great ending, in my opinion. And always love open world Sonic. I remember when that Sonic the Hedgehog game came out in like 2006 for PlayStation only, I think, with Silver, the telekinetic hedgehog. And that was a great game. This one is very, very good as well. I just want my boy Silver back in a game, to be honest, but that's beside the point. This game and this story was really good. It was a great little burner to get through. And I suggest that one as well if you haven't played it yet. I think it's a fun little time to sink some time into. Been playing, I recently got a new Quest 3. So I'm trying to figure out how to be able to stream that as well on Twitch. If anyone has any suggestions on how to do that, please let me know. Please let me know. But I've been playing a lot of games on that, Racquet Club, which is like it's a sport game, kind of like pickleball and racquetball put together. You're in like a short court, but there's walls around. It's a lot of fun. Quite addicted to it. Have not yet won a tournament, and I want to put my fist through a window with the ways that I've been losing. But very addicting, very fun, nonetheless. I've been hopping into, I got Assassin's Creed Nexus on there because, as most of you know, I'm a huge Assassin's Creed fan, but I haven't really gotten into it yet. So in a future episode, I'll be able to talk about that more. A lot of real VR fishing. The game's just great and beautiful looking. Big problem that I have with the Quest 3 is the battery only lasts like 2 hours, and that kind of sucks. I would love to play longer and get my activity in for the day, etc. But unfortunately, it only goes for, you know, like I said, 2 hours. Doing the virtual desktop is very nice, and being able to set up all these monitors, like AR monitors in virtual desktop for programming and whatnot and connecting it to my computer, it's great. I absolutely love it for software development and everything. It's a lot of fun. I don't think VR is dead like most people do. I think it's still just kind of getting on the rise, and there's still a lot of people that I don't think really understand it yet, until they actually get into a headset and then they kind of realize it. But yeah, you know, I digress. Other than that, the next few games I want to play are probably Ghostwire Tokyo, which if that's something you guys want to see me stream, I would love to. Just let me know. I would have to figure out how to stream it for my Steam Deck, but I can figure that out. Same thing with Plague's Tale. I've never played that, but I received it from the Epic Game 12 Days of Christmas thing, and it's always been interesting to me. And for 10 hours of gameplay, I think it's kind of would be fun to play. I need to do Spider-Man 2, which I definitely will stream for sure. I know I'm kind of late to the party, but I had Assassin's Creed Mirage to play first, and then after I beat that, I was like, well, you know, let me hop into this Half-Life game and finish that, or, you know, complete that, since I only have, like, two weird weekends. And then after I finished that, I was already on the last Ion of Sonic Frontier, so I was like, well, might as well hop in and finish this. So, you know, your boy finishes games. That's really all that matters. But now it's time to start more games. So, after Plague's Tale and Ghostwire Tokyo, I do want to hop into Marvel's Guardians of the Galaxy, because I've never played that. And I also received that on Epic Games, which I also think I already have on PlayStation through their free month game thing from like last year. I'll double check. If it's on my PlayStation, it'll be a lot easier to stream over to Twitch, because it's just the press of a button. Like I said, Steam Deck, I'm still trying to figure out how to... You can't really, like, natively stream to Twitch, which is stupid. I don't know if there's, like, a workaround of, like, launching it in the desktop, then logging in. I don't know. I'll take a look at it. I don't know if my, you know, mini PC that I use for programming would be able to stream. There's a lot of playing around. The girlfriend also wants me to get Mario Brothers Wonder, the new Mario game, and stream that, so I'm gonna have to figure it out for my Switch anyways. So that'll be either be streamed through my gaming laptop, which is a few years old at this point, or the mini PC, but we'll see. I'll probably have to talk to my buddies Poutine and Demonic to see what their thoughts are. But anyways, yeah, that's kind of just the gaming update. Bigger update and kind of back to what I started this episode off with. Like I said, I did not stream nearly as much as I wanted to this year, whether it be software development things or games in general. And I 100% did not record enough podcasts out. And I apologize for that on both ends, guys. Something that I am looking to, or not looking to, something I will change in 2024 and keep you guys kind of in the know with all of that. And to, you know, kind of start off both of those is I will also be, to kind of help this, is I will be looking to start another podcast. This other podcast is going to not be video game centered, which I think, not to give myself excuses, I think that's kind of one of the big issues, is trying to find enough content to be able to, post stuff. Now, again, I say that with a grain of salt, because there were plenty of times that there were enough content to be able to, and I did not post. So let me be clear again, you know, this, not using that as an excuse, but to be able to kind of have another outlet to post my non-gaming thoughts, or gaming news, I should say, video game stuff in general, and kind of just turn it on, ramble for 10 to 30 minutes and post it. That's kind of the idea. I think if you enjoy hearing me over here, I think you will enjoy hearing that one as well. The nice thing about that is it won't have to be news heavy, so I could just record multiple in a day if I feel like it, and then be able to kind of bank stuff to post on a more regular basis, an often basis. So that one will for sure be at least once a week, if not more. This one I'm looking to do once a week or once every 2 weeks. And yeah, kind of go back through that, because ultimately, guys, I really miss podcasting. It's super fun. It gives me great anxiety, like for example, right now. But it's just, it's a lot of fun, and being able to kind of prep for it and think about it all day and then get it, you know, do it. And then, and honestly, like getting it done feels great, which is kind of weird to say. But being able to like have a finished thing that then I could just post and send out the link, it's great. So the name of that podcast, I believe I'm pretty stuck with the name so far. It's going to be called For My Future Therapist. And it's just going to be, you know, it, I guess slightly comedy, slightly, I don't really know what, to introspective. It's going to be whatever the hell is on my brain at the time. And I'm just going to record the podcast and, or I'm just going to hit, you know, record on the podcast and just let it fly and see what happens. If nothing else, it'll be an interesting experiment to see how I am during the year, question mark. But of course, to bring it back to laughs, at the very least, we could give these to my future therapist to listen to figure out what the heck is wrong with me. But yeah, that's kind of everything. An apology for last year, a promise to make this year better as far as the podcast goes. Please keep telling your friends, please continue to give me reviews. Let me know, you know, on Twitter or in Discord. Please hop in the Discord. Please follow me on Twitter. Yeah, let me know. Let me know what you are thinking. If you guys have opinions, please let me know. The podcast also has its own Twitter called IC Dead Pixels, or I guess X now. I don't, you know what I'm talking about. Anyways, so be sure to go follow that and hit me up on my personal Twitter, that Twitter or Discord, and let me know what you think. For both podcasts, I guess we'll make it for both. Please hop in the Discord if you're not in there already. Come hang out, come have fun. We really do have a lot of great people. And I sincerely thank all of them for, just sticking around, hanging out and being great people. You will definitely find some new friends. So yeah, if you're not in the Discord yet, please hop in. Please tell your friends to come hang out and come listen and yeah, let's keep growing together and let's go from there, guys. Yeah. Big plans for 2024. So let's go do this. All right. Before I keep continuing to ramble, I hope everyone has a great day. I hope this kind of clears a lot of the air. I hope you guys forgive me, and let's go do this thing. Happy New Year. Good luck on 2024. I hope all your dreams and your prayers and your wishes and anything else that you have are answered, and we enjoy ourselves, and hopefully we get some great new video games this year to review and talk about. Yeah, everyone. Well, thank you again for listening to another episode of IC Dead Pixels. Have a great one. Goodbye, guys.